Nolte, MSNBC tells Democrats not to worry about record low approval ratings. By John Nolte on July 30, 2025. Two polls showing the Democrat Party with its lowest approval rating in the history of these respective polls do not worry MSNBC. Democratic politicians shouldn't worry, writes an MSNBC opinion columnist, before adding, at least not yet. Recently, The Wall Street Journal found that 63% of voters view the Democrat Party unfavorably, while only 33% view it favorably. And so, in this poll, Democrats are underwater by an astonishing 30 points. Back in March, a poll from far-left NBC showed Democrats with a catastrophic 27% favorability rating. Here's where MSNBC finds a silver lining. 46% of voters said that if the midterm elections were held, they'd back a Democrat for Congress, compared with 43% who would back a Republican. The Journal adds that at this point in 2017, the Democratic lead was 8 percentage points, but even a 3-point lead would be more than enough to at least flip the House. And the same CNN poll with risible favorability numbers for Democrats also found 72% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters are extremely motivated to vote in the midterms, 22 percentage points higher than Republicans. I'm not arguing this analysis is 100% wrong, but a 3-point lead in the generic ballot going into the midterms would not be much comfort. Republicans tend to do pretty well in the midterms if they are within 5 points. And that was without the Democrat Party hitting record low approval ratings. On the enthusiasm front, one difference is Trump himself. Before Trump, fearing a loss would cost them political capital, presidents didn't go out and lay it on the line for the midterms. In 2018, Trump did lay it on the line and saved the U.S. Senate for the GOP. You can bet he will be out there again in 2026. He will once again lay it on the line with massive rallies and a message that this is it. These are his last 2 years as president. That will almost certainly juice Republican enthusiasm and turnout. Another issue overlooked by MSNBC is how radical Democrats have become. You need more than Democrat voters to win midterm elections. You need the mushy middle, and a radicalized Democrat Party with radicalized candidates defending men in women's locker rooms, gay porn in schools, taxpayer benefits for illegal aliens, and mutilating children to appease the woke crowd, will not find favor with those voters. On the flip side, you have an emboldened GOP no longer intimidated by the regime media into remaining silent about these outrages. That old bag of tricks of calling us racist and homophobic and divisive no longer works. So, is MSNBC whistling past the graveyard? Yeah, a little. Again, those record low approval numbers are nothing to wrist flick, and Democrats need more than Democrats to win elections. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.